Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. Thank you for adjusting your schedule to be here at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. We welcome Tristan and Jessica Cast with us and their family members here for the baptism of their daughter, Millie. So welcome to you all. And I share with you that please know that Donna Buehr entered into eternal life yesterday afternoon at the age of 95. So we extend our sympathies and prayers to Ben and Sue and all of their family members, and arrangements will be made sometime in the near future. Would also share that Arlene Grimm was admitted to Fulton County Health Center yesterday afternoon, and so please be praying for her and the family. It is indeed a blessing to be back. I think it's been about 15 years since I took two Sundays off in a row, but back then we had co-pastors to help. Thank you for allowing me to be gone that time. A special word of thanks to Nancy and to Mackenzie in sharing their messages, and grateful for everyone who not only shared in worship, but also in other aspects of the ministry. I was on vacation two Sundays ago. Last Sunday, I was on my way to church camp, where I got to spend a week 24 hours a day with third and fourth graders. It was enjoyable, but also very educational. To spend that kind of time with over 100 third and fourth graders was a reality of those little minds and how they work. 95% were great. I got the other five, no. They have a lot to learn about keeping hands to themselves and listening to the time, but it was a very educational week, both in developmental aspects of children and also in their curiosity of the faith. So a blessing for that. Please read through the announcements on page 6 of the bulletin, noting the free swim day this Thursday at the Archbold Pool. That's being sponsored by the Evangelism Committee for their outreach efforts. And obviously, remember, following the benediction and song, we'll take time to transition from worship to our time of congregational meeting and the proposed building project. So we begin our morning worship by listening to our morning prelude.
As your children and servants, please hear now the prayers on our hearts. I invite you to a quiet moment of prayer. Thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord. Amen.
What have I done to deserve love like this? What have I done to deserve love like this? I cannot earn what you so freely give. What have I done to deserve love like this? Has freed us. What have I done to deserve love like this? Like this.
Our opening scripture this morning is Psalm 67, verses 1 through 7. It can be found on page 570 of your Pew Bible. For the director of music, with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the people praise you, O God. May the people praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your protection, your grace, and your peace. We pray that your love fills our hearts to overflowing, so that we are able to share your love with all those we meet. Amen.
So for this morning, we're going to do a little bit of a hymn sing. So I invite you to rise as you're able. And I invite you to, if anyone has a particular hymn they'd like to sing or a favorite hymn, we're open to suggestions. So I open the floor, just shout it out, and we'll sing a couple. 66 is the first number I heard. So let's turn to page 66 in the hymnal. All right, and number 6, to God be the glory. Let's sing verses 1 and 3.
Yeah. I heard 5:45. Oh, 4:45. I'm sorry. 4:35. Somebody needs to get their hearing checked. Well, I am getting older. That happens. 4:35. Again, let's sing verses 1 and 3 on this one. There's where the 5 number came from. It was down here. 5:42. Let's sing verses 1 and 3 on this one. They're awake now. They're awake now. 198? All right, 198. Woo! That's great to have that much enthusiasm. I love it. Let's do verses 1 and 2 on this one.
Where shall the praise be given?
In our time of prayer this morning, we are mindful of yesterday's attack on former President Donald Trump, decrying such an act of violence in this world. Let us be in prayer before the Lord for his peace to prevail. Let's pray. Lord God, we've sung so many hymns, so many words, words about you, words with deep meaning of you as our God, of life in this world, of promise in the life and the world to come. Lord, we thank you for the saving grace of Jesus Christ, who you sent to the earth to redeem all peoples. We thank you for the peace that we enjoy. We thank you for the times of fellowship and the times of worship. We thank you for relationship with you and your Son and with one another. And in a moment, we are reminded that the evil one continues to live and has power on this earth. Lord, we continue to pray for your reign upon the earth. From Psalm 47, you reign over the nations. You are seated on your holy throne. From Psalm 146, you reign forever. You, God, O Zion, for all generations. From Isaiah 52, Lord God, you reign. And from Revelation 19, hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. May violence, may sudden and tragic death, may fear, may hatred, may evil not rob us, people of faith, in you. And in the goodness that you shower upon us and upon your earth. Lord, as people wonder and ask questions and seek answers, Lord, may they turn to you. May they turn to your word. May they turn to us, your followers. We just continue to pray for your peace to prevail and for your reign to come. Lord, in our time of worship this morning, we thank you for gathering us together, not only for worship, but for the meeting of the building project, and for all the efforts and the work that have gone into that, and we pray for your will to be accomplished. Lord, we pray for Ben and Sue and the rest of the family as they mourn their mother Donna's loss, but also reminded of her great faith in you. We pray for Arlene as she's in the hospital. We pray for her strength. We pray for her peace. And we thank you that she is a devout follower of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for Monty and Larry and for Monty's good news of being cancer-free and for Larry and Mel as they await further testing. We pray for Don and Charlene, and good to see that Charlene's here, and I wasn't sure if Don was with her or not. I just saw her, but we pray for his healing and strength. We continue to pray for Marilyn Barron and Gretchen Hare. We pray for Sandy Miller as hopefully soon she will be back home. We pray for Regina and for Stuart. Lord, gather together. Hear us as we pray the prayer of our Lord, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Children's moment? I was patient.
Thank you.
A couple sermons ago.
I wonder why you were standing up back there.
How you doing? I'm gonna get set up here, just give me 2 seconds. How's everybody doing? Good morning. You guys are all spread out. That's all right. I just wanna make sure you guys can see.
The scattered rain
this morning, it was nice. Well, you know what's going to happen here in a little bit? Something very, very special is going to happen. You guys turn around and see what's behind you on the ground. That wooden, looks like a small tower. Somebody's going to get baptized. Something very special. Does anybody know what baptism is?
Yeah, it's where you dunk somebody's head underwater.
That's the actions of it. Anybody else? They could be upside down. You got to plug your nose. So baptism, it's a way that we can show that we are followers of Jesus. And sometimes we're baptized when we're little, and sometimes we're baptized when we're a little older, and that's fine. When we're little, we have maybe some sponsors and maybe a church family that makes a promise to make sure that that person's being baptized, that they're going to be a follower of Jesus. And when you're older, you take that responsibility on yourself. Right?
If you get baptized, could you have a nickname?
You probably could. Okay, so I want to show you guys something, okay? I have a couple pitchers of water. This one here represents us, okay? This pitcher. And this pitcher represents baptism, okay? I'm going to turn them this way, all right? This here is a bottle of brown yucky stuff. This represents sin, okay? And ever since we were born into sin, okay? And that sometimes makes us do wrong things, right? What does sin make us do? Do we ever cheat at a game? What else do we do? Sometimes you can tell a lie, right? And you just do a bunch of things you probably shouldn't do, right? Well, what happens when we're baptized? It's more than just putting water on our heads, right? And it's more than just washing. It's a deep washing of our sins, okay? And it's a renewal. When we're baptized, this is the baptized water, right? When we're baptized, what happens to our sins? It makes us new again, right?
Hey, now I don't see the red thing.
Because our sins are gone because we're baptized. But you know what? Even though we're baptized, we can still sin, right? Sometimes you start lying again. Sometimes you start cheating maybe on a test. Sometimes you're just not being nice to people. But when you're baptized, what happens? That sin can go away because we're followers of Jesus, right? So it's very important. So when, in a little bit, I forget the name, I'm sorry.
Millie.
When Millie's baptized, I want everybody to pay attention, okay? Because it's something really special. So now you know what baptism is, all right? So let's say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of forgiveness that you bring to us through baptism. And bless Millie today. Amen. Thanks for coming up.